Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday we talked about cryptozoology, and this is the study of strange monsters and creatures that many people don't believe are real, though there are many stories about them.
Some examples are Bigfoot.
Yes.
The Yeti.
Yep.
And the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes. Now, the scientific community doesn't believe any of these are real, and so cryptozoology isn't really recognized as a real science.
It's also quite new, having only really started in the 1950s.
However, the monsters in the stories tend to be much older than that.
Okay, so the cryptozoologists, okay, go around looking for evidence to prove that these monsters really exist.
Exactly. In today's article, we're going to read about one or two of these creatures and how, because of the work that cryptozoologists are doing, they've become more famous and popular. Let's check it out.
Reading.
Cryptozoology, the search for modern monsters. Thanks to the work of cryptozoologists, cryptids have never been more popular. They are all over the internet and social media. TV shows such as Monster Quest and Destination Truth tell exciting tales of beings like the Chupacabra, which is a beast from Latin America. It is supposed to be some sort of lizard, the size of a small bear. It attacks sheep and goats and sucks their blood. The chupacabra and other mysterious animals are now found in their own official museum. The International Cryptozoology Museum was created in Portland, Maine, by Lauren Coleman in 2003. Coleman is a lifelong cryptozoologist and has been collecting items related to cryptids since the 1960s. Many of these items are exciting, scary, and just downright strange. There are a few models of the sea serpent of Casco Bay in Maine. Visitors can also find some fascinating statues of the jackalope, which looks like a rabbit, but has the antlers of a deer. Coleman admits that some of these exhibits are confirmed to be fake, but they are there to spark interest in the sciences. Perhaps some of these cryptids really are out there, just waiting to be found.
So part two of the article starts by saying, thanks to the work of cryptozoologists, cryptids have never been more popular. The phrase thanks to means because of, and it's often used to show who is responsible for something and to give them the credit.
OK, 所以呢，我们马上我先看到了 thanks to. Thanks to 这个片语呢，就表示因为托谁的福，托了什么东西的福。比方说呢，我们以前如果看卡通的话， and so once again, the day is saved thanks to the Powerpuff Girls. Yay! OK, 因为呢，飞天小女警一天呢又平安的过去了。那你当然可以很简单的用 because of, 因为也是差不多的意思。So we've talked about cryptozoology and cryptozoologists. And what's a cryptid?
Yeah, that word has come up once or twice. As you probably figured out, that is the actual word for a hidden, possibly legendary creature or monster. So Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti in the Himalayas, all of these are cryptids.
Okay, I see. The article goes on, they are all over the internet and social media.
That's right. You can probably find some real photos and some joke photos and just general fun and games. Here are some examples of this. TV shows such as Monster Quest and Destination Truth tell exciting tales of beings like the Chupacabra, which is a beast from Latin America. So here we use the word being, a being. And a being is another way of saying a creature or a living thing. Think of the way we combine it with human to make human being, like us. Now, it's not very descriptive. It doesn't say much about that thing, but that's because these are mysterious creatures. So there aren't many other ways to describe them. We could say they're creatures, monsters, beasts, cryptids, and in this case as well,They are beings.
Okay, being 这个字呢其实非常简单，它就可以翻译为生物的意思，就好像呢我们前面讲的这个 creature, okay, 它也是生物的意思。比方说我们可以讲这个外星生物 space beings, if they really exist, okay, space beings 就是指外星生物。那这个字呢它也可以翻译为存在的意思，比方说呢我们说 we do not know how the universe first came to being, okay, 我们不知道呢这个宇宙呢这整个世界呢当初在最开始是怎么样开始存在的。 So let's learn more about the chupacabra.
Yes, the article says it is supposed to be some sort of lizard the size of a small bear.
Ooh.
The phrase be supposed to is used to talk about what something should be or what it is thought to be like, but we don't have really any proof to say whether it's true or real or if that's accurate.A similar way to say this would be the chupacabra is said to be like a big lizard, or it's rumored to be like a big lizard.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个片语 be supposed to, 在这边呢，它有一点像是应当哦，在这边不是应当，它这个片语呢可以翻译为应当的意思。比方说呢，我们说 the employees are supposed to be at the office by 8:30. Okay, 这些呢雇员呢，这些员工应该要在这个八点半之前呢抵达这个公司。那但是呢，在课文这边呢，我们则是翻译为一般认为大众的认知哦。Okay, so this being is said to be a big lizard.
Yes, a lizard is an animal with four legs and a tail.Hard scales and that has cold blood and lays eggs. So think of crocodiles, geckos, and basically anything in between.
Okay, lizard 这个字呢指的就是蜥蜴，不管是这个小到壁虎啊，或者是呢大到鳄鱼，我们呢都可以叫做 lizard. Here's another thing about the chupacabra. Okay, it attacks sheep and goats and sucks their blood.
So the verb suck means to draw something, generally liquid, into your mouth using your lips and mouth muscles, like that kind of thing.Think of vampires like Dracula, they suck blood, or in real life, mosquitoes, they land on you and they suck your blood. We could also use a straw to suck up the last bit of bubble tea.That's at the bottom of a cup.
Okay, suck 这个动词呢就表示吸的意思。例如呢用吸管吸，或者像我们吸血鬼吸，或者像课文呢我们这边这个 chupacabra, 它呢会吸这些羊哦，不管是山羊或是家里养的羊的血。So we've met one monster. Are we going to talk about another one?
No, not quite yet, because the next paragraph in the article talks about a special place. It says...The chupacabra and other mysterious animals are now found in their own official museum.
Yes.
I don't think the real animals are there. It's not like a zoo for all the strangest things.
Really? It's not a...
it's not like a monster zoo, which would be great, by the way. No, this is more like a place where you can see things about them.
Like maybe some of their...body parts.
Yeah, some stories, some models. We'll see. Let's find out.
Okay, so next, the article says, the International Cryptozoology Museum was created in Portland, Maine. Maine, the state, by Lauren Coleman in 2003.
Yeah, Maine is right up in the northeast of the US. So let's learn about Coleman. The article says...Coleman is a lifelong cryptozoologist and has been collecting items related to cryptids since the 1960s. The word lifelong means for a person's whole life, or kind of at least most of it.
Okay.
Generally their adult life, you know, of course when you're a baby, he's not going to know what those are. But maybe as a kid or a teenager, he started getting interested, and since then it's his whole life. So we can still use the word lifelong.
OK, lifelong 这个形容词我们中文翻译为终身的或是一辈子的，那当然可能你的一辈子是指你开始工作之后可能你这个很长的时间都投入在这个领域里面，我们呢就可以使用 lifelong 这个形容词。比方说我们举个例子， She was a lifelong member of this association. OK, 那她在这个协会里面呢已经很长了，她有这个终身的会员的会籍。 So we mean Coleman spent most of his life collecting things related to cryptids.
Mm-hmm.That's right. And this phrase related to means having something to do with the thing we're talking about. There is a connection or an association. So related to cryptids means having some kind of connection with cryptids. So again, we're talking about things like fake footprints, people's stories, old photos, small models by local people, anything that's kind of aboutThose cryptids.
OK, 所以能看到这个片语有 relate to. Relate to 呢表示跟什么东西有关联有关系哦。比方说呢，这个有一个同事在公司里面，他讲说 He claimed he is related to the boss. OK,、mm. 他说他跟老板有亲戚关系。那课文呢也是这样子有关联有关系的用法。那这样子 relate to 的连结呢，它还可以指为理解的意思哦。比方说我理解你的问题，我理解你的心情。I can relate to your problems. I could hardly talk to him when I first working here.OK, 我可以理解你的困难呢。我刚来这边上班的时候，哎，我几乎没有办法跟他讲话。Relate to 呢，就是有关联的，你可以理解的意思。
So next, the article is starting to give a few examples, and it's introducing the things they find. Many of these items are exciting, scary, and just downright strange.
Hmm.
The adjective downright, it's all one word, means completely, very much.Now, even though it's an adjective, it's generally used to modify other adjectives. Downright strange, downright awful, downright weird.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 downright 这个单字呢，它就是完全的彻底的。例如呢我们说猪队友， OK, he is being downright unhelpful, OK, 他呢完全没有帮忙，这种猪队友更帮不上忙，完全的彻底的，我们就可以用 downright 这个字。Next, we see some examples. The article mentions there are a few models of the sea serpent of Casco Bay in Maine.
All right, a sea serpent is like a big water snake or kind of a water dragon, really long. Now, here are some more examples. The article says visitors can also find some fascinating statues of the jackalope, which looks like a rabbit but has the antlers of a deer.
Oh,
yeah, that's very cool. Antlers are the deer's horns, okay. So, we describe this cryptid, the jackalope, as fascinating. Mm-hmm. Something that's fascinating attracts and keeps people's attention. Fascinating things are extremely interesting, though different people find different things fascinating. For example, I find history fascinating, but not everyone else does.
OK, fascinating 这个形容词呢就可以形容迷人的，很有吸引力，很吸引人的。你呢也可以说 attractive, OK, 比方说呢像 Pat 觉得历史很有趣，很吸引他，我们就可以说，就对他来说呢，这个历史呢是非常的 fascinating。那这个字呢也可以说非常好的 awesome, very, very good, OK, the idea is fascinating,、哦、这个主意呢实在是太好的。So, are the things in the museum real?
Well, the article says Coleman admits that some of these exhibits are confirmed to be fake, but they are there to spark interest in the sciences. Okay, we have a few words to look at in this sentence. The first one is exhibit. An exhibit is something generally in a museum that is being presented for people to look at.In an art gallery, an exhibit would be a painting. In a history museum, an exhibit might be an old sword or vase. In this museum, the exhibits might be photos, statues, models, and other stuff to do with cryptids and monsters. We can also use exhibits in a law court, when an exhibit means something that's shown by one of the lawyers to the judge and the jury. Exhibit A, the gun.
OK， 所以呢，我们看到 exhibit 这个字哦，刚刚 Pat 最后讲到说呢，它可以当做这个呈堂供证的这个证物。那呢，它平常比较常听到的意思呢，通常 exhibit 如果它当成名词的话，通常指的是我们这个展览品或是陈列物。比方说，在故宫里面展览的这个青花瓷呢，它就是一个 exhibit。那这个字呢，它也可以当做动词哦，它呢就可以表示展览或是陈列。比方说，你可以用 show 或者是 demonstrate。展示、展览、陈列，这个字呢也可以当作动词。那它的名词呢 ，exhibition 又是另外一个字、哦，它的是这个展览或是展览会的意思。我们也可以用另外一个字 exposition， 或者说呢很简单 show，OK，都是呢展览的意思。But Coleman says more of these exhibits are fake.
Yeah, some of them are fake. So fake means not real, not genuine. So if we see an LV bag in a night market and it only costs 50 NT,、
oh.
we can be fairly sure that it's a fake or a fake bag. So these exhibits are not real, just stuff people have made up for fun or to trick people into spending money. We can use fake as an adjective, as we're doing here. They are fake, it's a fake bag.We can also say the fake word fake is a noun, like that LV handbag is a fake. Don't buy it.
But it's so cheap.
Oh, it's not real.
OK, 形容词哦，这个 fake 这个字当作形容词，它就是表示假冒的。OK, 那动词它也可以当作假冒的意思。比方说呢 ，OK, he faked my signature. OK, 他仿冒、假冒了我的这个签名。所以这个字可以当动词。那在课文里面是当作形容词。那这个字呢，当名词的时候呢，则是指仿冒品的意思。例如呢，我们刚刚说的这个包包 ，OK, this shop sells several fakes. OK, 这个商店呢，它呢卖一些假货，所以。那 fake 这个字呢，可以当作这个形容词，可以当动词，也可以当作名词。那如果要说是真的呢，你可以用这些形容词，比方说 genuine， 例如呢 genuine leather， OK， 真皮，或者是呢 authentic， 这个东西呢是一个真品，你可以用这些形容词。OK， but the purpose of this fake exhibit isn't to be like real evidence of the creatures, is it?
No, not really. It is to spark people's interest in cryptozoology and science in general.
Hmm.
To spark something means to start something, in the same way that real sparks can start a fire. You could spark interest, spark a panic, spark an argument, or other things like that. It means to cause it to begin, to kind of begin an event or a process.
Okay, spark 呢这个字哦，当成名词的话，它就是指火花的意思。比方说 ，a cigarette spark， okay， 一个闪光，或者是呢，这个是香烟的火花，或者是呢，我们可以说一个闪光很亮 ，a spark of light， okay， 闪了一下。那在这边呢，则是当作动词，而动词呢，它则是引起。激发的意思，比方说呢，像刚刚 Pat 举例的 ，spark an argument， OK， 引起了一场争论呢。OK， so spark people's interest is the same as saying get people interested in something.
That is exactly right, and that leads us to the final sentence in the second part of our article.、
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps some of these cryptids really are out there.Just waiting to be found.
Oh, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our article. So now it's time for us to move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what do you think about taking up cryptozoology、mm-hmm. as a hobby?
I think it's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Because if you are looking into this cryptology, this mythical creatures,、
mm-hmm.
you look into like biology、
yeah.
or animal science,
yeah,
or maybe、
sure.
history, geography.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly.
So it's really good if it's a hobby.
Exactly, yeah. Now, if I go back to the Loch Ness Monster idea, now, of course, I looked around, you know, look at the water, see if it's there. But Loch Ness is a beautiful area, and it is something for tourists to do.、
Mm.
You can get on a boat and look around. You can go in a museum. You can hear people telling stories from years ago, and it's kind of fun. Now, also, as I'm a writer, the idea of these cryptids,、mm-hmm. these monsters, gives me some pretty good ideas.、
Oh.
For stories of my own. If I hear about different monsters living in the woods or in mountains or in lakes and hear stories about them, then that kind of gets my imagination going.、
Mm.
So, yeah, I do like it. If I go to a new country and I find something like, oh, there are these stories of this kind of monster that lives somewhere here, then I'll be like, Is there a museum? Can I go on a tour? Can we go looking for it? That kind of thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So really, is there, we asked this yesterday. We didn't have time. Are there any in Taiwan that you know about?
I only know, like, some really, really old creatures. Maybe, like, some dragons or, like dragon mixed with some, like, lion.
Where could I find a dragon?
I think...
I've heard Xindian, there's a dragon in the water.
Really?
That's what I've been told that.
I only saw dragon in temples.
Okay, I've heard there's a dragon living in Xindian Lake. Maybe if a swan boat one day goes missing, then we know it's all about the dragon. Okay, that is the end of our article on cryptozoology. Hopefully it has been fascinating for you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Cryptozoology. The search for modern monsters. Thanks to the work of cryptozoologists, cryptids have never been more popular. They are all over the internet and social media. TV shows such as Monster Quest and Destination Truth tell exciting tales of beings like the chupacabra, which is a beast from Latin America. It is supposed to be some sort of lizard, the size of a small bear. It attacks sheep and goats and sucks their blood. The chupacabra and other mysterious animals are now found in their own official museum. The International Cryptozoology Museum was created in Portland, Maine, by Lauren Coleman in 2003. Coleman is a lifelong cryptozoologist and has been collecting items related to cryptids since the 1960s. Many of these items are exciting, scary, and just downright strange. There are a few models of the sea serpent of Casco Bay in Maine. Visitors can also find some fascinating statues of the jackalope, which looks like a rabbit, but has the antlers of a deer. Coleman admits that some of these exhibits are confirmed to be fake, but they are there to spark interest in the sciences. Perhaps some of these cryptids really are out there, just waiting to be found.
Vocabulary Review.
Being. The lives of all beings are connected, from tiny bugs to huge whales to humans. Suck. The little girl noisily sucked up the last of her apple juice with a straw. Fascinating. I stayed up until 2 a.m. last night reading a fascinating novel. Exhibit. Visitors wandered around the museum, enjoying the many different exhibits on show. Fake. Fake news reports are quite common, so people should always double-check the source. Spark. Coco Chanel's exciting new designs of the 1920s sparked big changes in fashion.